It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I sure hope everyone's doing well. Welcome to our little weekly outdoor show. I usually call it an outdoor visit, sometimes a campfire talk. It's kind of a one-sided campfire talk, albeit. You know, me talking to you, I sure wish that I could have all of you around the campfire so we could all interact. But, you know, I wrote a newspaper article this week that I would like you to read. It's in, you know, my column runs in about 42 different Texas newspapers each week. It's always hunting and fishing, but, you know, or camping, something about the outdoor lifestyle. But here lately, I did not get out this past week. Like many of you, I've stuck pretty close to the house trying to follow regulations. But I did have a bunch of spare time on my hands. And I wrote an article, or actually a little story, you could call it a news story if you like. It's a two-part story. And I think during this downtime that many of us are experiencing right now, you might enjoy reading this little story. We're going to post it here on KETR. You can always go to KETR.org. Of course, that's the website of our radio station, and click Programs, and then Outdoors with Luke. We're going to post the first part of this story there. It's about, of all things, the life of a wild hog. Now, there was an outdoor writer named Jim Kilgard that wrote stories, short stories such as Big Red, Outlaw Red, a bunch of outdoor-related books. Now, these were, you know, paperback books. You can still, many of them, my son has bought me, I think, 11 or 12 of Jim Kilgard's books. Now, Jim passed away decades ago, but his work lives on. Why I'm mentioning him is he had a knack for, what I say, getting in the head of a wild animal. He could, in other words, if there was a fox chasing a rabbit, he could describe what humans might think that fox was, you know, thinking about, if you will, or how that rabbit, what he was doing. He had a way of communicating, Jim Kilgard did, that, you know, through the written word, it would put you in the driver's seat in the outdoors. Well, I wrote this story. I thought it would be interesting to, a fun read, other than, you know, where are the fish biting or how do you do this or that like I usually write. I thought I would write one about the life of a wild hog, and we call him Tusker. I think you will enjoy this. You can read this first part. It'll take maybe 10-minute, 15-minute read at the most, but it's puts you in the life of a wild hog. That's something that I do know quite a bit about, is the nature and the wild hogs, how they live and where they live and pretty much what they do. But I think you'd enjoy reading that. So KETR.org, click on Programs and then Outdoors with Luke, and we'll post this first part. It's a two-part story, and it'll take you about 10 minutes to read it. I think that you'll enjoy it. Well, you know, I do have plans to go on a turkey hunt. Actually, I'll be leaving in a couple of days, not far off, going up to Dale River Ranch up there. It's a friend of mine, Randy Douglas, manages the ranch, and he has for many years up there. But lots and lots of turkeys along that Brazos River up there. And be going up with my buddy Jeff Rice. We'll probably be trying to do some filming. I know we will. Film a turkey hunt up there on that Dale River Ranch with probably a show that we will air next week on A Sportsman's Life on YouTube. So that's something else that hopefully you can do around the house. If you have a good internet connection, just go to YouTube and search out A Sportsman's Life. There's a bunch of videos. We started doing this about 1 year ago, almost to the month here. Every week, Jeff and I come up with a new video. It's about a 25, 30-minute video, and it's pretty much down to earth. In other words, what we show you is what happened on a lot of the TV shows, you know, you'll see somebody going elk hunting. They will always kill a big old bull elk, or somebody going trout fishing, they'll catch their limit. But in the real world, in the outdoors, all of you that spend time hunting and fishing, you know that's not the way it is. But Jeff and I guess we don't have the luxury to be spending a month trying to film one show, nor I don't think we would want to do that. We just go out and relate to you exactly what happened with video. We might be, a lot of our shows will be hunting hogs or bow hunting deer or something where there is no harvest. You see it through the camera's eyes exactly as we saw it out in the woods, or if we're fishing, you know, on the water. But that's something, a way that you could maybe enjoy a little something different. You know, you can get you can watch YouTube on the big screen TV that's your home there. Just subscribe to YouTube and click on it there. So that's another way that we can kill some time and have some fun while we're locked down here in close quarters. One thing that I did do around the house, I actually filmed a little segment of this, is making flatbread. And my wife is really keen on this flatbread. I did some videos and wrote in the newspapers about making bread, you know, just regular bread in a Dutch kettle here a while back. Well, I started researching flatbread. Is a type of bread that's been used back in the old mountain men made it, trappers made it, outdoor people did. It's real easy to make. The best way, I mean, I can give you the rudiments of it, but the best way to learn about flatbread, just go to YouTube, type in flatbread. There's several recipes, but basically all you have is, the way I make it, about a cup and a half of flour, exactly a cup and a half of flour, about, give or take, this can vary, but about 3/4 of a cup of water, maybe probably a little bit less than that. You can judge the consistency as you add water to it. You know, just, you don't want it runny. You want it to form a ball. But a teaspoon of yeast and a little cooking oil, about 2 tablespoons of cooking oil in this, a little salt, and we like it with maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of sugar mixed in. But it's flatbread, and, you know, there's all kinds of variations. You could mix raisins with it. It would be kind of like a bannock if you did that. But we just make the regular bread, and it's, you let it rise for about, the recipe that I went by said let it rise about 15 minutes. And that's all I do is once you form a ball, put flour on it, you know, mix all those ingredients together, cut that ball into quadrants, and then add more flour and roll it out into, oh, it's pieces of dough that look about like a flour tortilla. But trust me, it tastes nothing like a tortilla. Much, it's bread. It's not that, not that dry flavor of a tortilla. But roll it out, and then just, you don't need oil in your skillet, just a non-stick type skillet. I use an old cast iron skillet that's been used a bunch, but it doesn't stick. Medium heat, and just once you have these things rolled out, about the size of a big tortilla, put it down on a medium heat in that dry skillet, and give it about maybe a little over a minute per side, and flip it, and let it cook on the other side. I always take a spatula and push it down, thus the name flatbread. I don't really want it to be thick, but that helps it cook in the middle, you know, by pushing it down with a spatula. But that's some really good food. We've actually made sandwiches out of it, and on this turkey hunt, I've got some in a Ziploc bag I'm going to take, and I thought it might be good heated up in the morning with a little honey and butter on it, you know? Maybe like almost like a pancake out of bread, you know? But a lot of things we could do. The whole key right now, I think, while we are, many of us are confined, you know, we're trying not to get out and, expose other people or be exposed to other people that might be carrying this virus. So, thus we have to figure out things to do that'll keep us occupied and keep us happy, you know. Since turkey season is here now, and I know many folks have put off going turkey hunting, but Like I say, I am going to make a little short turkey hunt. Here's a tip for you. These choked shotguns, the extra full chokes on shotguns today, many people actually add on chokes to their shotguns. Super tight chokes. It's always a good idea to pattern that shotgun before you go turkey hunting, folks. Get you a big piece of cardboard or whatever. Get out about 30 yards and take a bead. Try to use the same sight picture on that shotgun bead as if you were shooting a rifle. In other words, you need to know where it's shooting. You need to know where to hold to center that shot group. So by all means, unless you've shot one shotgun for many, many years, take the time to get out and, you know, pattern that thing and then know exactly where to hold when that big gobbler comes strutting into view. And I'm already thinking ahead for next week. Jeff and I, my buddy Jeff Rice, we've got plans to put some pork in the freezer. Have you been to the grocery store lately and looked at the meat counter? I'm not saying it's all out. There is still, you know, nobody's starving to death, but it would be nice to have a bunch of processed wild pork in the freezer, which Jeff nor I have right now. I mean, we've got a little, but we're going to thinking about making maybe a one day, one evening hunt and try to get a couple of fat wild hogs down and butcher them and go ahead and process the meat, cut the pork chops, do it all right there. Jeff's got a good cleaning table, a good place to do that, and a vacuum sealer for the meat. And just, it's all fun anyway, and plus it's a good way to get out of the house. But wild pork is always good. But right now, you know, it's kind of be a good idea to have some more extra game meat in the freezer and get it back to your house, and you can always defrost it and make some sausage, you know, breakfast sausage or whatever when you want to. But we thought it'd be good to try to, well, it'd be fun for sure, get out. And probably going to have to hunt them at night right now. They're getting to be, the last 30 minutes they're hitting feeders pretty strong on Jeff's ranch there. It's up on the north end of, or up on the upper end there of Lake Fork. But we've got our, Jeff shooting a 300 blackout. I've got a little 223 bolt action with a Sightmark Wraith on it. That's a digital night scope, day or night, actually. You know, you can hunt with it with the Wraith during the day. Color, it's color. Very, very serviceable and affordable scope. Jeff has the previous model, the Photon RT, that he'll be using. So I expect us to have to set in our stands a little bit. Maybe a little bit after dark, but I think the chance of getting a couple of porkers is really, really good. Then it'll be time to go to work and get those skinning knives out and ice that meat that evening. Probably what's going to happen, we're either going to shoot it just before dark or right after dark, get the meat quartered up, put it in an ice chest, and get it chilled down. And then the next morning, get out there with those fillet knives and start turning that pork into some good freezer material. Well, folks, we have just about run out of time. I usually have a guest, but today, I thought I would just visit with you a little bit. I hope you enjoyed our one-sided chat here, me doing most of the talking. If you have any information you'd like to get to me about the outdoors, you feel free to email me through my radio website, catfishradio.org. I want all of you to be safe and join me right back here next weekend. Remember, read that little story there that's available here on Catfish, actually on KETR.org. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.